So the reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 13. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now and for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your heart into the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at this coming.
Our focus is on Peter's first letter, which was written to a group of churches who were experiencing a great deal of suffering and were being persecuted for their faith in Jesus. In this letter, he encourages the believers to hold on to the living hope that they have, urging them as a result to live in that hope. Peter himself knew what it was to feel like all hope had been lost. He was one of the fishermen that Jesus had first called to follow him. He'd travelled with Jesus. He'd seen him perform miracles. He believed that Jesus was the Messiah, God's promised saviour. And then he'd seen him die on the cross. And at that moment, he must have felt like everything he'd hoped for had come to an end. He'd lost a close friend. He had to live with a constant reminder every time he heard a cock crow that he'd let his friend down, denying he even knew him just when he needed him most. And everything he hoped for, all the ways he longed for his world to be transformed, had suddenly faded into nothing. But of course, Jesus' story didn't end on the cross. And 3 days later, Peter saw that the tomb was empty. More than that, Jesus came to meet him on the beach and they ate together. Suddenly, for Peter, his hope was reborn. Jesus was alive, and that changed everything. It is from this experience that Peter wrote this letter of hope, encouraging the believers to persevere and to trust in God throughout their trials. This letter reminds them of their hope in Jesus and assures them that with Jesus, they can not only endure the challenges, they can even rejoice through them. The challenges that we face today are very different to those of the believers who first received Peter's letter. However, at the moment, we're living in particularly uncertain times. And the challenges and the pain that confronts us can also rock our faith as we seek to walk with God through these difficult days. And so there is a message of hope for us here too, as we are encouraged to understand the living hope that is ours today and to live in that hope in the days ahead. The opening phrases of our reading are a declaration of praise for what God has accomplished through Jesus and for all that we as believers have received as a result. He writes, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As he encouraged the believers, Peter reminded them that their hope is certain because it is rooted in Jesus, the Saviour. The persecution that they were suffering was obviously incredibly difficult, but Peter's letter assured them that no matter what they endured, their hope was in Jesus, and no one could take that away from them. Their new birth carried with it an implication that they had entered a new family. Their status before God had changed, and through their faith, they were shielded by his power. They were now part of God's family, and their hope was sure because God had accomplished their salvation through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. A living hope that is rooted in Jesus is a sure hope. Peter wasn't trying to get these believers to adopt some kind of wishful thinking so as to keep them positive. Nor was he trying to distract them from their present sufferings. He was reminding them of the truth. They have a certain hope because it is rooted in Jesus and all that he has done. As one commentator puts it, this hope holds the future in the present because it is anchored in the past. In other words, our hope is certain because God has accomplished salvation through the resurrection of Jesus. And so that hope gives us a firm assurance of who we are in Christ. Today, in these difficult times, there is much talk about life getting better one day. We think about what it will be like after lockdown. We hope that life will return to normal soon. But the reality is, what is normal now and what will become normal in the future is not the same as what life used to be. Things have changed. Some of us have lost friends and loved ones. Others have lost employment. Some have experienced traumatic situations. Businesses have experienced the benefits and challenges of people working remotely and may change the way they work in the future as a result. Others of us maybe have changed our priorities, perhaps having a greater value now of relationships or the need to invest more in staying in touch. In all of the uncertainties of life, through Jesus, we have a hope that is certain, and we can trust in God to help us to navigate our way through these changes in the security of the knowledge that because Jesus died, we are now his children and have life forever with him. Peter goes on in his letter to remind his readers of the future that awaits them and the impact that has on their present lives. He writes that they have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, that is kept in heaven for them, and that even though they don't see Jesus, their love for him fills them with joy as they hope for their future. This living hope is not only certain, it is dependable. Their inheritance was being kept for them, and it would not be destroyed or ruined in any way. This inheritance is their completed salvation, which begins when they accept Christ and continued as they grew in their knowledge and love of God until it reached fulfillment in the presence of Christ. The joy that Peter speaks about is more literally joy that is out of this world. Peter himself had faced sorrow and pain when Jesus died, but he had the privilege of seeing Jesus after his resurrection and experienced that joy that Jesus was alive. He was there. These believers that Peter wrote to didn't share that privilege. They hadn't seen Jesus with their own eyes. And yet, they believed. And as they focused their hope on their future with Jesus, so they were able to endure and even rejoice through the trials and challenges they were facing. They knew that life would not always be this way, because one day Jesus would bring their suffering to an end. More than that, they would be blessed when they received the inheritance which was due to them. In suffering and challenging times, we too have a dependable hope that points beyond the challenges of today and can be fixed on our future with Christ. Life will not always be like this. And one day Jesus will bring an end to our sufferings too. But Peter's letter reminds us that the fact is, challenges do happen. Pain and suffering is real. Peter is not suggesting that we try to ignore the difficulties or deny that they exist. In fact, I think today more than ever that we need not only to recognise the difficulties we face, but we're also prepared to grieve our losses. We're perhaps used to thinking of grieving when we lose a loved one, but the other changes that we've experienced, which have impacted our stability, our freedom, our usual routines, our social interaction, they've all led to losses in varying degrees. These things affect us emotionally and intellectually, as well as practically. But they don't need to overwhelm us. We have a hope that is certain and dependable. And in that hope, we need to allow God to comfort us and help us through this season of life, knowing that we are secure in His love and we can trust in Him. This is no easy thing to do. It takes perseverance, just as the believers that Peter wrote to needed to persevere in their faith through their challenges too. But as we allow God to walk through this with us and hold on to Him in hope, then our faith will grow. Let's be honest, it's easy to have faith when life is full of happiness and meets our plans and our expectations. But trusting God in the darker times is so much harder. That's where faith becomes a reality. And so we must press on in faith, not giving up, but persevering through the midst of trials and holding on to the living hope that we have in Jesus. After reminding his readers of the hope that they have in their present salvation and in their future inheritance, Peter urges them to persevere in their faith and to live godly lives. Therefore, he says, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Be holy in all you do. Whether they were persecuted by their neighbours or attacked for their faith in Jesus, these believers could bear witness to their faith in God by their lifestyle. Quietly and humbly, they were to live godly lives, not demanding their own rights, but honouring and respecting others, serving them and showing them love. Peter's instruction to have minds that were alert urged them to put away any distractions that would hinder their growth in grace and the opportunities they had for continuing to serve him. Their reaction, even under suffering, was not to live carelessly, but to be Christ-like, holy and set apart for God. In other words, they were not to respond to their hardships, as perhaps some around them might be doing. They were to trust in Christ and respond in love and humility. These reactions are far from easy. When we're surrounded by pain or injustice, we do not always want to be humble or gracious. But this response is the right response in the light of what Christ has done for us. It's also the right response in our journey of faith as the Holy Spirit works within us to make us more like Christ. At this time in our lives, we need hope. Our friends need hope. Our world needs hope. So today, I hope you will find strength in these words from Peter and be encouraged to hold on to your living hope, as you know it is a certain hope that is rooted in Jesus. Your salvation is through him, and he has secured your new life in God's family. You also have a hope that is dependable, and you can rejoice that one day suffering will end and you will receive the inheritance that is being kept in heaven for you. But for now, be inspired to stay close to Jesus and to let his hope transform your life now and enable you to respond in love and grace and humility as you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. As that living hope becomes more of a reality to us, so may we be ready to walk with others through their difficult times, standing with them as they too grieve their losses and try to establish their new normal, and offering them the living hope that is available to them today too.